Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about our top five corners. It's a very interesting list, so go give that a listen. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing really good. As always, I'm always excited for another episode. This actually rounds out our offense, so this will be the last time we talk about really the offensive players. Maybe we'll talk about them right before the draft. I'm sure we will. But that'll be the last time we'll talk about them until after the draft, which I find is fun. But I've been doing good. I've been going for runs again, like the old cross country days. And dude, that's something. Wow. I actually am enjoying it. It's weird.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah, I'm not a big runner anymore. I only play golf.
I went for a 5-mile run the other day. So that was.
Oh my gosh.
That pushed me to my limit.
What was your time?
It was just under 40 minutes. So I was like ecstatic. I was like, I can't believe I still had this in me.
Wow, that is really impressive. Because I think even at my peak, I couldn't even run that. Because like, I think we were in 6 miles once, and I did in like 50 minutes.
So. I mean, that's still great. I mean, because usually those last 2 miles is where it usually gives out.
Yeah.
I went for a 2-mile today, and I was just like, I'm going to call it there.
That's fair. Tomorrow's a beautiful day, so.
This week has been awesome. The weather's been good.
Yeah.
Outside of the wind, it's been good.
Yeah, dude, I played golf Monday, the really windy day. Oh, my gosh. My golf ball was going get nowhere. It was tough.
I ran that day too. It was killer. It was cold wind. It was just killer on my lungs.
Oh, dude, running in the cold is something. Oh my no.
You got to be a different breed to really run in the cold though. Like the true cold, you got to be a different breed.
Yeah, I remember one meet we ran in. It was like an uphill to the finish line.
Oh no.
And
was it Heartbreak Hill? Was it that one?
I believe. No,
you might have done it once.
Yeah, it was like 32, 30, and it was so cold.
Was it right at the end of the year?
I believe so.
I think it was. It was that, or I know Macon. I think it was Macon. Always had that big hill right at the beginning.
Oh yeah, it wasn't Macon. It wasn't because Macon was kind of a wasn't too hard of a run though.
No, there's that one hill, and then it's flat. And then there's a couple downhills, but it's fun.
Kind of miss the cross country days.
I miss us goofing off while we're running. I miss that part. Like when I picked up that snake and Chase Miguel for a second. Like that stuff. That stuff was the fun stuff.
Yeah, like whenever like practice, we get in a group and just run.
Talk, do whatever, goof off. We do our run. So if Coach Jones is listening, we did our run, we promise, but we'd always goof off a little bit in there too.
Yeah, and that's why we didn't make state, everyone. Did we ever make Clayton. State?
No.
Well, yeah.
Clayton made state, of course, because Clayton was Clayton.
Yeah.
Fastest guy I know.
He was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan was fast, too.
Yes, Ethan was insanely fast, too. Both of them.
My goal was always to try to keep up with him, but like I was never able to.
I could never get there. I think I made varsity once. So, I mean, you know, it was always just, it is what it is.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Back to football. I'm excited for this episode. I have a very interesting list. I've been changing it around. My 10 is very interesting. 9 is interesting. And then the rest are the guys that everyone else has.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, if we both have a guy at a different spot, we'll just both talk about him then. That way we don't have to bring him up back up later. We can do something like that with these guys. Because I'm sure we're going to have some guys in some different spots.
Yeah. Yeah, surely we will.
I mean, top 10 offensive linemen, whole group, it's tackles, guards, center. It's the whole shebang. It's every one of them. So we will definitely have some stuff. I know I don't have a guy on there that you do, and I probably have a guy that you don't have on there. So
yeah. Yeah, there's one guy that I like. But you want to just jump right into it then?
Yeah, I'll let you start with your 10.
All right. I have at 10, I have Graham Burton. The reason I have him this low, the reason I watched the Florida State game and he was getting cooked by Fisk and Verse, because he kept on getting shoved down. He got bullied a handful of time against them. Yeah. And that's the thing that really brought me down on him. That's the thing. But he does have explosive power. That's the thing. He has good leverage. Other than that Florida State game I really liked on film, and his arm length was a disappointment too that I wasn't the biggest fan of, but there are guys in this league that have shorter arms that can still make it work. So I don't look into the short arms as much. But he was just getting bullied, and that was the thing that was like, oh, yikes. You can't be getting bullied at the college level like that. Like, he was on his butt. Like, he was
– yeah.
It was bad. Do you have him on your list?
So I do. I have him at 8, and he's one of those guys I mentioned to you before we started recording that I think will switch to guard in the NFL. I think he will definitely probably be on the interior of your line.
I think he'd work better there too.
Yeah, I really do. I like him as a prospect. I actually have him in the first round, even though he is my 8. But that's just because teams need guards, and I feel like he fits that role well with teams. And I don't know. I like him a lot on the inside because, like you mentioned, he does have explosive power. He's got shorter arms, sure, but they're not T-Rex arms. So, like, at least he can still get the guy. But I do notice with his arms, he won't place his hands right sometimes, I've noticed. And especially during that game, which I feel like he was probably flustered. He just seemed off his groove and was just getting put on his butt. But yeah, I feel like he's probably going to be an interior guy. He does well, in my opinion, overall. And I think he'll be a good guy, maybe even at left guard. And left guard's a prime position to have in the NFL. So I think he'll be a great player. He's got high IQ. I think he's versatile, probably being a left tackle. I think he's a pretty versatile guy. So I think he'll do pretty well in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he will. But that Florida State game really, like, kind of scared me there.
That was the only game that I had, like, that's when I started writing weaknesses down. Like, that was when I really kind of opened my eyes to more weaknesses for him, was that game.
Yeah. It was a tough game for him. But who is your number 10?
My number 10 is, he was in my top 10. Or not in my top 10. He was in my first round mock draft that I sent you the other day, just playing around. I have Guyton.
Okay. I like that. I'm not.
Yeah. I kept moving Guyton up too. But the more and more I watched, and the more and more I watched his Senior Bowl and everything else, it just got, like, did you notice he got, like, worse, I feel like, throughout the year? Or maybe I might have just been fatigued from watching a bunch of guys. But he just doesn't use his leverage correctly, and, like, his hand placement's not great. His grip strength didn't seem where it needs to be. He stands a little too tall, and he just doesn't seem to be able to adjust in, like, complex defensive schemes, I noticed. Like, he's a great player, and but he's just got so many of these issues right now that, like, sure, he could work it out because he's powerful. He's got, like, he actually does have a broader range. He's a great athlete. He's very nimble. He's explosive off the snap, but he's just got these issues that I'm like, okay, team, fix him. He's going to be great. But he's got all these issues, and I'm like, I don't know if I like him as much as I like the rest of my list right now.
Yeah. His setup is very tall, which I think could be a leverage or could help him, honestly, but I could also see a world where it could really hurt him. He has great size, though. He's on my list. He's at 8. So
that's a good spot. So we pretty much just switched.
Yeah, we basically just switched. But yeah, his setups, he kind of sets up too tall. He kind of reminds me of the Chiefs tackle that would always get offsides a lot.
Oh yeah, I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about. Is that where I had him going? That'd be really funny. let me check that real fast. That'd be hilarious. No, I didn't. I had him go to the Niners. But that was more just me playing around.
Yeah. I mean, I do like him. He has a good size. And he's not very good at run blocking.
That was one of my things. I said he was limited in his run blocking.
Yeah. But yeah, I did like him more than Burton. Yeah.
I like them. These three guys, I actually like. I almost like my 9 guy better than both of them. They're all really close for me. The only reason I haven't nothing is because I don't know how to pronounce his name. No, I'm just kidding. It's because I didn't feel like I saw enough on him. I feel like I didn't give myself enough time to watch him.
So who is it?
Suma Mataya. I'm so sorry to this guy. I will not be able to pronounce his name. He is the lineman from... Why didn't I write down the school? The lineman BYU. From BYU. Kingsley Sumulatai? Something like that.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
Yes, I have him. I have him as my 9.
Okay.
Did he make your board? Before I talk about him, did he make your board?
He did not.
I started watching him more recently because the Patriots met with him for a top 30 day, and he's like a day 2 pick, so I was really curious because he'll play left tackle. And that's one thing I like is he's played left tackle, he's played right tackle, he's played guard, he's played all of it. And that's what I liked about his game a lot is he's very versatile. He's very balanced. He's got good form. He's got good arm length, hand size. He's quick. I liked him a lot in that size. He's very efficient in pass protection, and I did notice he wasn't as good in run protection and everything. That's okay. Definitely needs to improve his pad levels so his leverage is more maintainable and consistent against better rushers. He will be a project left tackle, which again is another reason I had him so low, because I don't feel like the talent level he played against and the coaching level weren't up to where he needed to be for like the NFL game. His stance, he's a little too upright, like Guyton, a little too upright, and so that leaves his hand placement inconsistent and more vulnerable to the defenders. His processing can be a little iffy at times as well, but like I did mention, he's got the size to be a left tackle. He's very versatile. He knows how to be in zone as a, like, be run. Oh, what is that? Wrote that down. Okay, RPO. He knows how to do RPO very well. He also has great lateral mobility. I liked him a lot, though. I will say I said a lot of negatives, but he's a good prospect. For the second round, he'll be a good prospect.
Yeah, I can't say I've watched any of him. I did not watch any of him because I kind of already had my top 10 guys. I just really had to like switch it around.
That's fair. I had the same boat for the most part. I had the same boat. He was a guy that I added because I saw the Patriots had that top 30 visit with. So.
Oh, so you're being biased. No, I'm just
joking. I am slightly biased. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's more just out of curiosity's sake. I'm like, could the Patriots be viably starting him at left tackle at some point next year? Let me see. And even if he doesn't start out at left tackle, cool. You could start him in any other position on that line. I think he'd do fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Who is your 9?
My 9 is Cooper Beebe.
Fair. That's your boy.
I don't know how to technically pronounce his name, but what I really liked is he's very strong. He has good football IQ as well. He's good at the second level, but he's not super fast at the second level. He can get to the second level and guard good at the second level, but he's not too fast, which is a negative for me. Good football IQ. He has shorter arms. His lateral movement's not all that great. But he had a great Senior Bowl, which is good. He had a phenomenal Senior Bowl.
He did. Senior Bowl matters.
Yeah. And he shows leadership too. So that's a big plus, especially at the offensive line. If you have good leadership, he has good hand technique. I really like him watching film. While watching him, I just liked what he was doing out there. I think he could be a day one starter.
I do agree. From the little I watched, I agree. He didn't make my 10, but I do agree.
Yeah, he's very, like, he has really good strength. And he has good size as well, so.
I'll have to take your word on most of that, because I did not get the chance to watch a lot of the guys. I wish I had more time to. I just didn't find myself having the time because I've been studying. From what I did watch and from what you mentioned, I do like him a decent bit. Do you see him as like an early second rounder right now? Is that where you probably feel like he's going to end up?
It's always hard for me to like project these guys. Oh, he's going there. He's going there. Because yeah. You never know with teams. Like, no, you don't. Cooper BB could be like a top 10 pick for the Chargers, being a little dramatic and being
that's no, not but happening. It's the Chargers and they're probably gonna do something weird, so I respect it.
But it's just I never know how like these guys fall on these boards, so I never truly know like, oh, this is the guy like they want over him. But if I was a team, I would take him in the second round for sure. Like if the Steelers get him in the second round, like, that'd be nice. I like him. I truly do like him. I was thinking about moving him up, but I was like, God, like, the talent.
He is currently projected at the 60th pick to the Buffalo Bills. So
that's late second.
Yeah. Not a bad pick.
Yeah, not a bad pick. Yeah. I don't have much. I really like his film. I truly based a lot of this, like my ranking, on how much I like their film and what I saw and like what they were doing on film, which that's how you should do. But
yes, it's not that deep, people. Don't read into it too much like they are with the quarterbacks right now.
Oh my gosh, the Caleb Williams thing.
But guys, oh, did you see the thing he said today? I don't know if we're going to get in trouble for this. I might just play it right now. Did you see the video?
Where he was talking with a guy. Nails clear. I did see that. Yeah.
That was so funny. I was like, yes, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, it's just people are looking into it too deep. And this is just how this generation is. Like, people are understanding. Anyway. Yeah, it's like, it's just the first quarterback to, like, or first guy to just, like, be okay with this. You know, like, he's just doing his own thing. Let him do his own thing. He's really talented on the football field. So it's just like, you're just looking into it too deep. Like, exactly. He's going number one. There's no other option.
He's going one. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And I think the thing people are looking into, we're kind of getting sidetracked, but I kind of wanted to say this. Like, people are saying, like, oh, McCarthy could be top five. Daniels, no. Top two. I think it's just because we have nothing else to talk about at the quarterback position.
Star fever. It happens every year.
Yeah.
All these
Will Levis.
Well, Levis doing one. We had that last year. I still think Levis should have gone top 10 last year, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's just we look into it too much. Yeah. It's just like
people are starting to read way too deeply. They're getting too antsy because it's still another month away. I don't even know.
We're going to see Joe Milton top 15. Vikings take him.
Something like that. We're going to see Joe Milton in like the third or second round soon, and I'm just going to go nuts because he is not worth it.
Yeah, no, his accuracy is so bad. I was
arguing on TikTok about it the other day with somebody. Up until today, he's saying, well, he's just as good a project as Josh Allen is. Excuse me? No. I had to explain to him that a project actually knows a little bit on how to throw a football. They just have a lot of the mechanicals to work on. Joe Milton doesn't even know how to throw a football, it seems like. He knows how to throw it super far, but he doesn't know how to throw it at any other spot on the field.
Yeah, Pete, like, even Tennessee fans, like, I went to the Vols versus UConn game, and, like, they were getting blown out. UConn was getting blown out, like, 50 to whatever the score was. And it was the third quarter, and people were chanting for Nico. Like, if it was a good quarterback, no one would, like, want
to. No one would care. If you had Hooker, no one would care.
Yeah, Hooker, he was.
Hooker's a better, just as good as prospect as he was. And honestly, at this point, like, I'm fully convinced. Like, he's a way better prospect just in regard
Hooker
to.
Hooker just stood in the pocket.
Yeah.
Hooker had no movement at all.
He had, like, the opposite of Milton's.
Yes.
He knows how to be serviceable as a quarterback. Milton does not.
Yeah, Milton just runs too much. He tries to make something out of nothing, but he makes nothing. Don't let him cook.
Do not.
Don't get tricked by the arm strength. He's not talented. He has bad accuracy. But
a team will take him, though. A team will take him. But getting back into our O-line, I'm glad you brought up the ANSI thing, though, because I feel like that's something we haven't really talked about much, but I think people are starting to go a little stir-crazy. Like, with Jaden Daniels maybe not going to now, and apparently J.J. McCarthy, and goodness.
Yeah, I've seen the Penix name. Like, Penix is not a first-round guy.
I've started to like him a little more as a couple days. The more and more I've watched, like, lately, after we did the wide receivers, I looked at his film a little bit more, and I was like, okay, I probably judged him a little too harshly. Him and Nix are probably on that same level for me right now.
I like Bo Nix more. Like, Penix has the arm strength, but Bo Nix, I think he can be a serviceable quarterback. Like, I think he will go in there and just do his job. He's not going to create anything. He's not going to be a crazy guy. He's not going to be a kind of Kirk Cousins type guy where he can just – he does his job. Give him weapons, he'll cook. But Penix,
he's a weird read. I feel like Penix is right now.
I got that to a comp on him.
Yeah. I will say he did have a good 40 today. For everybody calling him unathletic or whatever, he had pretty good times and showed good
everything. Yeah, did he run like a 4.4?
It was a 4.56 was the like official everybody pretty much had the consensus of.
Oh, that was Milton that ran a 4.4.
No. People thought he ran a 4.4. Their clocks were wrong.
The actual
scouts and stuff were like, he ran a 4.56.
Okay. So. Which, that's fast. I think it's funny how people are like, oh, he's slow. He ran like a 4.6. Running 4 seconds and 40 yards, that's crazy speed.
I guess me and my friends did it the other day. Go try. It is not as easy as it actually seems to be.
Yeah, like these guys.
5.12 or like barely over 5.
Wait, like, what was your 40?
It was like 5.20s or something. I don't even remember the exact, but it wasn't amazing. It wasn't an NFL time. It was lineman. Well, okay, it was NFL time. It was lineman time. But I'm nowhere near their size.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I guess we're getting like, we get all these crazy athlete guys, and people are like, oh my gosh, he ran a 4.7, 4.6. That is so bad. I understand for the position, but, like, I mean, that's still pretty fast.
People were freaking out JSN running a 4.5 last year, and I was like, guys, a 4.5 is fine. Like, that used to be the standard. 4.5 was the standard for such a long time.
Yeah, but now guys are dropping weight, all that.
Yeah, no, it's... I don't even want to get into that topic.
Yeah, go listen to the Combine. We have our thoughts.
Let's so we already did our eights technically, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did eight. Yeah, we're on seven.
We're on seven. All right.
Who do you have?
I have Mims.
Okay. Okay.
Frankly, him and my six were like flip flopping a lot. Mims only.
Actually, I have Mims at eight too, or seven. Yeah, I just changed it. Yeah.
It's about where I have him. I still have him as a first-round talent. I still think he's going to be a first-round pick. And I like him a lot because he's got, like, that body size that you want for a tackle. He's a good athlete. He's good overall. He played in a great offense for learning it and becoming to the NFL. He knows how to deal with pass rushers pretty well, in my opinion. He's good. Or actually, no, he's not good. He's great in pass protection, I thought. He actually has a great understanding in pass protection of how to work the edge rushers so that they don't get to the quarterback. Things I did notice, though, is front foot positioning. I did notice at times where he'd, like, shift, and he'd get off balance immediately because it was a bad shift, and then it just the edge rusher would get there. Hand fighting sometimes was just – I just didn't like it. It definitely wasn't good. He plays a little too tall like the rest of the guys, I did notice. It's just some technical things. There's not much. And, of course, the injury that happened at the Combine, not anything major, but still worth noting.
Yeah. Georgia has a weird scheme for the offensive line. They were always running to the left, I noticed.
Yes, I did notice that. That was the only thing I was like, well, do I want to say that they ran a good offense for tackles or do I not? And I was like, you know what? I feel like they still did.
I mean, it worked, so.
Yes.
He's very athletic as well. He's good at the second level, which that's what I saw. You basically – his hand fighting, I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah, his a little technique, bit.
Yeah, it's not all that good. Front foot, yeah.
He just got to refine his form, honestly. And I think this is both of our years with O-linemen, right? So we could be saying some stuff that is completely wrong, but we're still learning how to talk about the linemen. First year, at least looking in. This is my first year with line. I have not tried to do line before because I just didn't have enough research, and then I just tried to look into it, like what I should look for and what I shouldn't look for. It was definitely really helpful.
Yeah, this is my first year, like, looking, sitting down and, like, actually looking and, like, watching.
Yeah. You mentioned Georgia has a weird thing with going to the left. They have a weird thing with tackles in general. It feels like every other tackle that comes out of Georgia is good, but, like, there's always the really bad ones in there. And I personally, as a Patriots fan, will never want another Georgia lineman outside of David Andrews. I will never want another Georgia lineman because of Isaiah Wynn.
I mean, or Steelers Titans fan. Broderick Jones, and he did pretty good. He was probably our second best tackle, best offensive lineman.
Weary I was of him.
Yeah, you weren't the biggest fan of him.
Well, it's because it's literally because of Wynn and Wilson. I was like, no, I don't want to touch a Georgia lineman. No, thank you. I don't want that again.
We actually traded.
It's funny how we traded back and y'all traded up for it. So
yeah, we actually helped y'all.
Yeah, we both helped each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did over Rodgers with that too because he didn't get his tackle that he needed, and then of course he got hurt.
Yeah, I think the Steelers will be drafting Mims because of the Georgia connection.
I could see it. I definitely could. Who's your center right now? Did y'all get somebody?
We did not.
Oh, well.
I don't think we have. I'm pretty sure we haven't. Maybe we signed, like, I'm pretty sure we haven't. I'm like 97% sure. maybe just something I've missed, but I think we will be either drafting Mims or Jackson Powers Johnson, which he is my number 7.
I do agree, actually. He's oh wait, are we at 7 or are we at 6?
Wait.
6.
Wait, we're at 6. Because I just flip-flopped. I just flip-flopped Mims and Powers Johnson.
Well, I do agree with you, so I'll let you get into Powers Johnson.
He's a really good center. He'll be a day one starter. He has very strong hands. He keeps the guy in front of him at all times. He's not heavy on his feet. He kind of has the problem that Guyton has. He's kind of upright. He has an upright play style. He has strong hands, but his hands are too wide sometimes, I notice.
I see.
But he is phenomenal at run blocking. He's really good at run blocking. I just liked watching him. He was better than the other guys that I watched below him. He has good size as well. So he moves good for being 328 pounds.
Yes, dude. I'm like, these guys can move for their weight class.
And his 40-yard dash. Hold up. Let me look. I'm just curious on his 40-yard dash. 40-yard, 5 seconds. Wow.
He was moving.
Yeah, he was moving all right. Wow, 32-inch vertical. Wow, okay.
That's insane for a lineman, I won't lie.
Yeah, he's a good athlete, too.
Watch out, DBs. He's going to moss somebody. Some plan.
Move him to DB. Is he better than Cooper DeJean?
Maybe.
We're going to get cooked for that.
The only thing I want to add is I did notice when he plays under injury, he actually does just fine. Like, he literally plays through injury like a beast. So he's going to be some guy that you're going to like for his toughness. I don't know if you talked about toughness. You might have. I might have just missed it.
No, I did not.
And you mentioned the grabby, like the hands. I thought he was also a little too grabby at times as well.
Yeah.
That's about all that I had to add to him, honestly. I'm kind of shocked we have guys in similar spots at all.
Well, I just moved. I was thinking of Mims, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to move Powers Johnson up. Because I've been moving them around all day.
That's fair.
I think I had Mims at 5 at one point, and then I went and rewatched, and then I was like, oh, I like this guy better.
I've moved him around. I mean, I've sticked by my top two guys. I'll say this. We're not in them yet, but, like, I've stuck by these two as my top two the way I've had it all year long, and I'm not changing it. I'm standing on this hill. So that's where I'll stay with those.
I think our two is different.
Probably. I think, are we at 5? Is that correct?
We are at 5, yes.
We are at 5. Oh, wow. All right. So I have 5 feet. Oh. I'm so bad with names, dude.
Washington guy?
Yeah, the Washington guy. I don't want to butcher it too bad.
Yeah, I have him at 5, too.
Yeah. He was the other guy I mentioned that I think is probably going to be more so guard, but could probably play tackle. I think he's got a nice blend of athleticism, power, like he's got it good to be a good guy at the line in the NFL. He's pretty mobile. He knows what he's doing when it comes to pass protection. I feel like his ability to leverage his strength and maintain control of the defender, it was one of my favorites that I've watched. He understands, like, where he is on the field. I noticed like his field of vision around him, so his like awareness, I thought was like up there. Like not the best, but like it was definitely up there in the class.
Yeah, he has good speed too.
Yes,
he's really good at the second level. He can get to the second level really fast. On film, that's what I saw.
If he goes to a more run-heavy offense, I think a team's going to be happy with him. But yeah, I think a team's going to be very happy with him. Sometimes I do notice he's a little too aggressive, and then like he'll be less precise when he gets super aggressive, and so then the defender will beat him. Like I noticed that, and I was like, it's not a huge thing. He's just got to calm himself. He's not a dominant run blocker, but like he's got the abilities to be a dominant run blocker. I think he'll probably be more on the guard side of things. I think he'll probably play guard.
Yeah, I think he should really move to guard.
Because doesn't he have? He might have shorter arms. I think he's the guy who I thought had shorter arms. He might not have, from what I remember.
And his might have arms are 34.5. So nah.
Yeah, they're around. He's at the average. He's at the average, but he's under the height side of things. That's what it was.
Yeah, 6'4".
That's a great 40. He also had a great broad jump. Not that it matters for line, but.
Yeah, I think it's funny that these guys like do the vertical and broad jump.
I get it though. Like,
show athleticism. Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier. Guys falling. I just want to bring this back up. I thought DeWard Jones last year was going to be a top 40 pick, and I still think he should have been. And he ended up being like in the 100s, and he ended up being a really good lineman for the Browns. And I was like, see, this is why you shouldn't have let him fall.
Yeah, he was that big guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, the 6'8" guy. Right tackle.
Imagine lining up against him.
No thanks. I'd be like, I'm not getting a sack on this play, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm calling a day there. He'll be 24, Troy, the Washington guy.
Okay. So he's on the older side.
Yeah, he's on the older side. But feel like
would be one of my negatives. But like age, honestly, a friend's been pointing this out to me. Age in this for football now, it's not becoming as big of a concern because of like the health stuff that they have now and how healthy they can get guys sooner and everything. It's not as big a deal for NFL teams, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not too
worried. Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to add about him?
No. Before
we move on to 4.
No, yeah, I already said everything I wanted to say on him. He's a fast guy.
He's a fast guy. He's flexible. He knows what he's doing. He'll probably be a guard, but he's a pretty gosh darn good lineman.
Yeah. But my 4 is Fuaga from Oregon State. Do you have him at 4?
I'm at 3, so we're kind of I have a guess for year 2. Now that you've said where your Fuaga pick is.
Okay. I think he's really good at the run game. He's very dominant in the run game. He's very strong, good size, has good frame, has heavy hands, very explosive as well. He's an aggressive play style as well. His arm length is a little shy of the elite level. He has inconsistent footwork as well, so he occasionally struggles with that. He can also be over-aggressive. So that's – my top 4 could change, or my two to four could change a lot. Because all these guys right now are like all kind of on the same level. So
I only have like 2 things to add. I thought he was hold on. Who are we doing right now? Fuaga?
Fuaga, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I had it on the right guy, just making sure. I thought he actually he was really good at keeping leverage. Like his technique to keep leverage as a lineman is Actually, yeah, I talked about the other guys. He's top two at that, in my opinion, for this class. He adjusts quickly. He knows how to counter, like, advanced moves that you'll see from edge rushers. You did mention he's an aggressive playstyle guy, which I did notice that he had some issues with that at times as well. I think he's probably going to be a right tackle. Nothing against that, of course, because we do need some better linemen right now, but he'll probably be a right tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, he's probably going to stay at four for me for the rest of the till the draft.
I get that. Him, Latham, and Olu are kind of all in that same range for me right now.
Yeah. But you're four.
Yeah, my four was Latham.
Oh, no.
Which I'm guessing he's your two.
He is my two, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. I like him. I really do like him. But I don't remember why I had him at four. I forgot what it was. Hold on. I'm trying to look at it right now. Oh, because I'll let you talk more about his positives. But I think the reason is I just had a few more negatives. Oh,
yeah.
His penalties. That's what it was. He had a lot more penalties than I liked from his game.
The thing with penalties, though, you can change that. Like, you can coach that. That's a thing that you can coach.
But that was last year and this year. He's done it 2 years in a row.
So yeah, like, but I think at the NFL level, he'll be like, okay, you got to calm this down, and I think he'll be able to calm it down.
I mean, you'd think that, but then you see the Chiefs line and how much they hold and do stuff like that. So
okay, but how good of a coach is Andy Reid, really?
Noted. I'll say that. He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach. I was just playing.
I know. I'll say a couple positives because I know he's more your boy than mine. I think he's got that prototypical size you want and strength. He knows what he's doing at the line of scrimmage. He can dominate if he wants to. He knows how to neutralize edge rushers, which I can appreciate because I feel like he's going to be able to do that at all levels. And he played at Bama, so he played against the best week in and week out. And he also knows how to do it in, like, play action and in, like, just plays like that or just in RPO style. He knows how to do it at all levels.
And why is he at four for you exactly?
It's because of the penalty side of things. I feel like he's just got that mental blocker at the moment. Him and Fuaga, they're both right tackle. Fuaga just didn't have the penalty concern, I felt like.
That's fair. Yeah, my thing is, I just really liked him on film. He played at the best, and he's from Bama. Bama produces offensive linemen.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's at an elite school right now, so I think he will. He just knows how to work hard, or he's forced to work hard. He's very athletic. He's he's good run blocking, good at everything. He's very good at everything he does. Like only negative is exactly the penalties, and I just liked him more than I did the other guys.
Yeah, I liked his game more than I hated anything. It was just like the flags. I counted like 20 or something in total from the past 2 years, like 20 something. I was like, yeah, man, dude, like that's something you got to get to the next level or you're going to drop on draft boards because teams will be like, oh, he's not coachable.
But the thing is, he allowed zero sacks in 13 games.
That to me is important. But sacks are penalties are just as bad as sacks. Because you're usually going to end up screwing the team in just the same manner.
But I really do think that he will be able to get coached through that. I know the 2 years, but the NFL is so different than the college level.
End up with a team like the Raiders, and they'll end up just making him just not work out.
If he goes to the Raiders, yeah, he has no hope in the world. I don't know. I don't care who they draft. They have no hope. They could draft Caleb. Yeah, good luck with that.
I will say, I do notice that against, like, bull rush type rushing or, like, I do notice he needs to work on dealing with that because, like, his base and when he gets bull rushed, he doesn't handle it as well. He didn't allow any sacks. There's not much negative I can say. That was one of them. The other one, definitely with NFL edge rushers, they're going to have that next level of speed that I don't feel like college guys do at times. So he needs to like react quicker when it comes to speedier rushers. I do notice guys were getting past him. They didn't get the sack, but they got past him when they were faster guys.
Yeah.
Those were the only two really other negatives I had for him.
Yeah. Simply, I just liked him on film more than I did everyone else.
Honestly, fair. I'll let you do your three, because we did our twos and fours.
My three is Fashanu.
Fashanu, I like that.
Starting off with the negatives, he has small hands, and he has very... On film, he has very, very, very heavy feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Honestly, that I might
switch the two of them. More and more, like, I'm thinking about it. I just like the hill that I'm on, and I'm not moving off it. But, like, I feel like I could switch off of Olu.
It's just, like, he wasn't light on his feet. He was just very, like, he relied on being on his feet so much. And that will hurt you in the NFL. Maybe not in college. You can do your thing. But, like, watching this season, I was wondering, like, why was he a top three pick? Or not a top three pick, but, like, a number one at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, well, because the year before, he was really good. Like, the potential he has is why I think he's so high. I think he's more on the project tackle side of things, but the project works out. You're getting a guy for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, assuming you can resign him. That'll work out at your left side and protect your left side.
Yeah, I still think he was very good. He had elite athleticism. He was on what's his name's, I don't freaks list,
like the freak athlete list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ran 4.97, which is pretty good. He has good size, though. He can do everything, but the thing that, like, was different between JC and Fashanu was the heavy feet for me.
Yeah, he also wasn't as good in run blocking this year as I would have liked.
Yeah.
Like, he has the ability to be really good at run blocking. He just didn't
for his size.
Yeah. But he just didn't have it this past year. I think there was just a lot of it just messed up. The year before, he looked great in every aspect, I felt like. And then this year, it was just like, I felt like he took a step back. And there's no one with this, you can blame other positions. When it comes to quarterbacks, there's other positions usually at fault. But when it comes to left tackle, when I was watching him, it looked like he was the only one to blame for his own mistakes, because his hand placement at times, he wasn't using his leverage well. I don't know. He just looked like he got put on his butt a little more times than I felt like he should have.
Yeah. But he allowed zero sacks in the 1,284 snaps at left tackle.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. But going back, he had his footwork was sloppy. He was slow. That's a really big thing for me.
I understand that.
You had him at three, right?
No, I had him at two. He was my two.
I'm
not moving off my hill. I still think he's two. I could make the case. I will switch Fuaga and Latham, but I won't. I can make the case to move Latham to two, but I just couldn't. I just can't do it. I'm sticking to my hill. I've been with these two at my top two all year. My one, obviously, is Frank Crum. No, I'm just kidding. He's my honorable mention. But Joe Alt is my one.
Yeah.
Dude is a beast. Like, he is that prototypical blindside guy that you want in the NFL, because he's got it all. He's got the wingspan. He's got the quickness. He knows how to – his arm placement's great. He doesn't arm fight, like, bad. Like, it's good arm fighting. It's what he's supposed to do. He's dominant in the run game. I only saw one thing all year, one game, and it was like a simple slip-up. And otherwise, he was dominant in pass and run protection. I think he allowed one sack this year, and it was to some random game. I think it was Duke. Overall, he just, like, a team is going to be very happy with him, probably the Titans, in that top 10, and they're going to get that dominant left tackle they will need for the next few, probably 8 years if they re-sign him.
Yeah. My first thoughts, like, while watching him was, like, I wrote down brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thought. But he has very good – he has long arms, and he's good at adjusting. He has good adjustment. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever he misses, he recovers well. Just adjusts good at the offensive line. But, yeah, he's very dominant.
He really was. He definitely, like – I don't want my team to pick him, obviously, because I feel like we have other needs. But, like, you get a guy like him, you're going to get a guy that's – ooh, voice crack. That hasn't happened much lately. You're going to get a guy who is going to solidify that offensive line and really just – like, you won't have to worry about your left side unless you have, like, a Myles Garrett on him or something like that. Something like that happens, sure, you might have a little worry. But, like, against most edge rushers, you're not going to have much worry because Alt is that good.
Yeah, he's truly a day one starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know how much more to say than he is just really good at what he does. And whatever team gets him, you have a guy that's going to be your blindside left tackle for the rest of probably his career.
Yeah, he's going to go down as the best left tackle of all time.
Colin. Oh, yeah, totally. Totally, yeah. That's how good he is. We have no clue.
Joe Thomas, watch out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything else. Go watch the film.
It the film's great.
Proves it in the film.
I was watching some film. I was playing around because I saw this kid. I mentioned his name as a joke, but, like, he's actually, like, a freak athlete. He's a late round pick out of Wyoming. He played all positions on the line throughout college. It was Frank Crum. He's 6'8", 313, so he's a little under in weight. He's got 10.5 hands. His wingspan is 82.5. His 40 was 4.94. Let's see what other ones matter. I don't know why he did the three cone, but he did the three cone at 7.39, which is the 90th percentile for tackles. He did 11.4 broad, and he had 31.5 vert. So, like, he's got the freak athlete side of things down. He's just my honorable mention because I felt like he might be a fun guy to watch later in the draft that might go to a team that needs, like, a project tackle for the future. I think he could probably be that guy for your team.
Yeah, I have not watched
him. You haven't watched him, and it's okay because he is, like, a way late round guy. He has played 5 years, so he played 5 years of college. And He played every game, all 5 years. He missed games his sophomore year, but he played every game pretty much available every year. So I just thought that was an interesting thing. Yeah. He allowed too many sacks. That was his big thing. He allowed too many sacks.
I think that's important at the offensive line.
Yeah, it is. I'm noticing that more now. But he's just a freak athlete project that you could probably get, like, round 6 or 7 and be like, maybe work him out to be someone on your line.
That's fair.
If Bill Belichick was a coach, head coach right now, he would draft him. Mark my words. He would draft him.
At 3?
No. But he would draft him. He would draft him in that seventh round like he always does with tackles. He always finds them.
Yeah. I don't really have a honorable mention. I mean, kind of Christian Haynes.
I liked Haynes.
Yeah. He really stuck out at the Senior Bowl. Has good timing at the line. Yeah. He's good. He's like him. Probably like an early third, late second.
But yeah, he'll make a team happy, I feel like. He's another one of those guys. Hey, as long as your team doesn't do what the Patriots did and pick a third round projected guard in the first round out of Chattanooga, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine.
That's fair. Just don't the opposite overdraft. Of what the Patriots did.
Do not reach at positions this early. That's at least fair. Later's fine, but round one,
yeah, this is a round that you gotta hit on.
Yes. Where was, hold on, I'm so curious this right now. I'm gonna pull it up where he was ranked, because I'm just bringing him up because I can, because we are talking about line anyway. Because he is under guard. Where was he ranked among guards? So, okay, this makes me feel a little better. He was the second ranked guard in the class. And he was ranked. Yeah. He was ranked the. Where is he? The 20th best overall lineman. So, that part's bad. But the second ranked guard.
Gotta pick and choose your favorites. Mm-hmm.
The first ranked guard actually is kind of sucked, though. Kenyon Green. So, you live and you learn. Oh, I feel like I revisit that draft kind of once an episode. Like how we always do J.J. McCarthy at least once an episode.
Yeah, J.J. We have not mentioned J.J. yet.
We mentioned him once. I mentioned him once with the Commanders. So that was time number two. That's always my fun little game I like to play. See if I can mention him twice in an episode.
If you can, it's a good episode.
Yes. Which, we do it every episode. So every episode is a good episode.
Yeah. Every episode is a good episode. I agree.
But do you got any more thoughts on the linemen?
I do not, no. Okay. We covered all of them.
Yeah. On, I guess that'll be Tuesday. We're recording it. Noble, do you want to record? Do you want to post on Mondays for Mock Draft Monday then?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Monday we will start doing our Mock Draft Mondays up until, of course, the draft. We might do one right after as well. Just to do 2025 as a joke, but that's not for sure yet. I feel like that's covered everything for today, so I feel like that's a good place for us to end it and wrap it up. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, a follow, subscribe, or even a comment. You know, we always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything we said in the podcast, let us know down in the comments below. I hope y'all tune in the next one. Thank y'all for tuning in, and peace out.
Peace.